I'm so done with dating apps, so I'm currently right outside of a bar I'm about to go into alone. You can definitely go out alone. I brought my Kindle. I'm about to go inside, look approachable, order a glass of wine, sit and see who shows up, because you know.
She brought her Kindle? Isn't the Kindle like a portable electronic book? You read ebooks on it? It's interesting. She thinks she's going to find a man by sitting there and reading a book in a bar. No, honey, you got to look around. You got to make eye contact. You got to engage with people.
You never know. My future husband could be right inside.
No.
Is anyone else just like crazy scared of dating? Like, I want a relationship. I want to date someone in theory. But then when I think of like trusting a human or like showing emotions, I want to vomit violently.
Worst part about dating in 2024 is the toxicity that there is a next best thing. 2 years ago, you just married who you were geographically around. But now in 2024, we have so many options, and because of social media, it feels like there's always going to be that next person somewhere online.
That's part of the problem. You have the illusion. Oh, the illusion of plenty, but it's not real. Meanwhile, this is where having lots of options is not a good thing. So you got to make a choice. But if you have too many choices, well, you're always thinking that you can do better. And you're afraid to make a choice, because then if you make a choice, then you've locked in. And then, oh, what might I be missing out on?
On the dating app, wherever, we are connected to so many people that our brain knows there's always more. There's always one more. I hate it so much, but that's why it feels so difficult to get focused on someone sometimes. Because you can have a crush on someone, and then if you keep swiping, then you need more people. Or if you go on social media, then you see these other guys. It's just a toxic cycle. Like, sometimes I just want to be able to take all the dating apps and social media away while I'm talking to someone and just see it through. Not because anyone's doing anything wrong per se or on purpose, intentionally wrong, but because that's just the nature of the world we live in now, which makes me so sad.
Dating wouldn't be so hard if people...
By the way, I love how she just... That's just the nature of the dating world. It makes me so sad. Well, the only reason that that world exists is because you're choosing for it to exist, your own choices. Why don't you take some accountability, honey? Huh? Looks like a chipmunk right there. Ugh, not a good look.
People got off dating apps and started meeting in real life. Face-to-face interactions allow for real connections that apps can't replicate. I agree that social media is a problem because it gives people the illusion of endless options, making them less likely to commit. When people believe there's always someone better out there, they become less willing to work on building.
By the way, this is the problem with the idea of, like, ever more freedom. Liberation! And the idea of liberation, of course, was to have more options, more choices. That's not necessarily a good thing. The more choices you have, the more difficult it is to make a choice. And then you end up stagnating in a state of indecisiveness.
Building meaningful relationships. Meeting in person makes it easier to focus on what's real instead of getting distracted by superficial choices online.
Hi, everyone. This is Yana. She's American and Ukrainian. That's her puppy, Teddy. And what are you looking for?
A husband on my level.
She's looking for a husband on her level. So
men are not on your level, because you're making a category error here. Men and women are not in the same category, so we're not going to be on your level. I mean, don't get this.
It's like 5'7"? What? What is it?
6'2".
6'2".
What is that, about 1% of the population? How much of the population is 1%? In America? I mean, how much of the population is 6'2"? Maybe 1%? And what if you go overseas? What if you go to East Asia? What if you go to Asia? Like 0.0001?
Get him to her DMs.
It's not about being lonely, so I just want somebody. No, I want to be in love. I want to share my life with someone. I want to feel the...
Look at the collagen-filled lips. She's had the brow lift. Her whole face has been tucked. Look at those gigantic bug eyes. That's because she's had the brow lift. It's pulling the She's had lifts and pull downs. It's like, Jesus.
Joyce, I want to feel, have my hands held. I want to be held. I want to kiss. I want to support. I want to make coffee with that person. I want my person.
Does it take two people to make coffee?
I want my person. Why is it so hard to find your person?
The implication is that there is a person out there specifically for you, so there's some kind of, predestination involved. This is one of these chicks that believes in astrology and voodoo and guardian angels and all that garbage and energy and manifestation. Yeah.
I'm tired. You know, it's really hard when love is the one thing you can't force, you can't make it happen. It has to just show up, but...
No, that's not... What's she talking about? Love doesn't just show up. Love is an appreciation, and an involuntary appreciation for the virtues in another person. And maybe a more conscious appreciation of the things that they value, which are going to match up with what you value. It's a choice, really. Everything's a choice. I love this idea where people talk about love isn't a choice, but it actually is to a certain degree. Even appreciation, you're choosing. Now, I suppose you could say, well, the feeling of love itself isn't a choice. It's just it's involuntary reaction to someone else's virtues, but you're still acting upon those emotions to initiate some kind of relationship, some kind of bond. Everything's a choice, including you being single, sweetheart, with your big collagen-filled puffy lips. I don't know why women think we find that attractive.
Where is it? I honestly feel for this woman because I've been hearing a lot of different opinions about her situation. But wanting it and doing the work for it are two different things. And I truly believe...
That's what I just said, right? There's a big difference here between action and feeling and thought. But you see all these woo-woo broads, they think everything's a manifestation, right? That reality is just a construct, it's a mental construct, everything that exists only exists because our brains, the real us is a brain in a vat somewhere, and all of us are collectively projecting the reality that we exist within. So everything's a manifestation, so, you know, just exist within a certain wavelength and mindset, and you will manifest your desires. Yeah, okay, whatever.
That it gets harder to want to do the work as you get older. And then mix that with the fact that men are expected to put in most of the effort, at least early on in dating. Well, a lot of single men that would be in her age bracket that are happy, established, and mentally and physically healthy, they are hard to find because they're kind of just chilling at home or at work. So if you're a woman in your 20s or 30s, let this be a lesson that you need to lock in that good man and treat him right.
She probably left them in the friend zone. Then he moved on to someone else. Once a man is happy alone, it takes the most amazing real woman to make him want to be in a relationship. How come in these videos it's always all about them?
See, that's the thing. If you learn that you can be happy alone as a man and how, then you realize you don't need a woman. And the way they are these days, the amount of BS you have to tolerate, you're not going to want them. So the only thing that makes men these days want a woman is them feeling alone, them feeling unfulfilled, them feeling like there's some gaping chasm within them that it needs to be filled. And they assume that's by a woman, when actually all that you need to fill that is self-knowledge and working on self. An accepting self. That's it.
And not the great things they want to bring to other person's life. Her view on love is something men tried when they were young, keep getting push away. Now, when they are old, it just expires. All I hear is me, me, and me. I think it's about time modern women reevaluate themselves. They always talk about what they want in a relationship, but rarely about what they bring to the table. Relationships are supposed to be about give and take, but too often, it's only about their desires and needs. I guess this is what happens when the strong, independent woman narrative starts to expire. I think what this woman is expecting is the movie or book type romance.
Well, you can afford to be strong and independent, at least in theory, but you're not actually in practice when you're 22 and hot, and dudes are buying crap for you and paying for all your meals and paying for your condo you're living in and paying for your schooling and paying for everything and taking care of you. You're getting rewarded for that very narrative. Later on, though, when the free stuff dries up, it's not so appealing.
A man with no flaws. If that's the case, you better wake up, lady. Those times are behind you.
The reason why a lot of people don't find their soulmate is because they think it's person that checks off all the boxes on their list.
Yeah, why do you even have... list? Are there any virtues on that list, by the way, or is it all materialistic? He must make this much, have this many visible abs. At least six. But ideally, 8 to 10. Must have at least 6 inches downstairs. Yeah, no virtues there. Well, these are the virtues that women, value these days, which is why they're alone and unhappy and unfulfilled.
Or that compliments them the way that they want to be complimented by a partner.
Yeah, it's all about them.
But really, a soulmate is the person that shows you the unhealed parts of yourself that need love and work and supports you as you heal them.
So the soulmate is somebody who is there to focus all their time and attention and everything on making you a better person, but no mention of you doing the same for them. Or is that implied here, that she would do the same? Kind of doubt she would.
Because of how much work that requires, how much...
By the way, it's not my job to heal you. What are you talking about? It's your job to heal you. I can't heal you. I can't heal you, honey! What are you talking about? I've been damaged by all the men's eyelets rans me through. Can you fix this me, please? No thanks.
Maturity, that requires a lot of people run away from it because they somehow think that love is supposed to be effortless and easy and stay that way forever without any work.
When you meet a true provider...
It actually isn't a lot of work. If you find someone who shares your virtues and values, it's not this great struggle. It's only when you get with people for purely materialistic reasons and mistake that materialism for the values and virtues you should actually be caring about. That's when it becomes work.
You don't even have to ask him to provide. He already knows. Ooh. He enjoys it. You know, it's not something that you need to request. It's just something that he's going to do because...
Mega simp.
Because he wants you and he wants to win you over. So if you ever...
You'd have to be so insecure as a man and so lacking in self-esteem to try to gain a woman's validation, attention, and love and make her want you by just giving her stuff. Where's your pride? Where's your ego? It's in the gutter.
Or are in a situation where you feel like you're having to ask a man to provide, it's because he doesn't... Either he's not a true provider or he just... doesn't actually want you.
No.
So I do want you ladies to keep that in mind.
The last thing...
This is why you don't take relationship advice from a woman. A single woman.
...thing a man should ever do is having to buy respect from his woman by being this so-called true provider.
And by the way, if you do that, she will have no respect for you and she's going to be stepping out on you the entirety of your relationship until she dumps you for Chad.
Providing comes in many form, but these women only look at it from a financial aspect. Your woman should respect you no matter what the outcome is. What if you run out of money one day? Is she gonna stop respecting you?
Yes, in the West, yes.
Or leave you? If a man isn't supporting his woman often, it's because she isn't reciprocating. These types of women sit around waiting to get everything handed to them.
It's a sense of entitlement.
Like it's their God-given right. Providing comes in many form, not just money.
Well.
And why should a man have to provide to win a woman over anyway? It doesn't make any sense. You're just buying a pretender at that point.
I got a match yesterday on Mumble, and so I was like, okay, he's cute, I'll text him. And so I messaged him and I said, I think you look like you have a great laugh. Really kind of a cute, fun compliment.
I love how she thinks those baggy clothes are hiding her gargantuan frame. She's a big girl. Makes me think of Danny DeVito as the Penguin in that Batman 2 Michael Keaton movie.
And he messaged me back and said, "You look like if you fell out of your kayak, you wouldn't need a life jacket." I'm sorry, what?
Dating in your 30s in this day and age is so hard.
It's good.
You do not have that many options. The options are scarce. The options are scary.
Yeah, you know why? Have you looked in the mirror, sweetheart? That's why. Put the fork down.
All we have are the guys that like to lay up, the guys that...
By the way, what is it with these broads wearing their name on a gold chain around their neck? You are one trashy broad. I only see trashy broads doing this. Ghetto broads doing this. They got a chain around their neck. Brianna! Lakeisha! It's always black women, too. Ghetto black broads. Olive.
Like to lie. The guys that are controlling. The guys that want you to make all the dating decisions. The guys that want you to pursue them. The guys that only want to have sex. We have the guys that want to date multiple people, like 5 to 10 girls at a time. We have the guys that want...
The thugs and drug dealers I always date.
You to double text and triple text. We have the guys that are controlling. I don't know if I said that already.
Yeah, you do.
We have the guys that don't really want a relationship, but want a relationship. Want it with you, but don't want it with you. We have the guys that can't make up their mind. We have the guys that are very frugal. We have the guys that are broke. We have the guys...
Gee, she's had a lot of guys. Good Lord, sweetheart. What's your body count?
Is that like only Instagram girlies or the Instagram models? They don't really like...
Meanwhile, you know this broad has went out on dates with guys that have slipped into her DMs on Instagram.
Girls that are actually like real life people. They like the girls that already got their shit together, which is not really a problem because, you know... Date who you want to date, but...
I'm looking at how you're dressed in the middle of the day, sweetheart, so I don't think you have your S together, okay? You got the tattoos going on, the my name around my neck. What are you, a dog?
We all have to start somewhere. I'm not the best off, but I'm not the worst off. I'm actually really on my grind. But anyway...
You're in your 30s! You should be better than just starting off, as you said.
We have the guys that want you to have more than them. We have the guys that want to be taken care of.
These are loser dudes. So she's dating a bunch of loser, himbo, couch surfing, surfer bum type losers. But they're pretty. And they're getting by on their looks. And they must be really good looking guys. Okay.
I could go on and on. We really don't have a good dating pool.
No, your dating pool is fine. It's just the guys you're choosing to date that you're identifying as the only pool that you can get access to because you don't want to take responsibility for your choices. Those guys are the ones you have a problem with, the ones you're choosing.
Actually, I would have to disagree that women don't have many options. They just often don't see those options clearly. Women may feel like they're limited in who's available or that they're being overlooked. But the reality is that many potential partners are out there.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that societal pressures and unrealistic standards can cloud their judgment, making them focus only on a specific type of man or the most visible options, often defined by superficial traits. Additionally, women may overlook great guys who might not fit the ideal image or who don't immediately stand out in a crowded room. It's also possible that they are holding out for someone who checks every box on their list, causing...
By the way, this list that they have has been compiled from multiples of multiples of multiples of men. And it never occurs to them that I've compiled this list of all these things I want in one guy from dozens of dudes. You would think that would clue them into the fact that their list and their expectations might be a... realistic, but no, doesn't occur to them.
...getting them to miss opportunities with men who could be great matches.
To the guy who told me that I should go to the grocery store to find a man, I think he might be onto something there, because I was just at the grocery store, and oh my gosh, the amount of super single, attractive men that were at this grocery store, Okay.
Did you get yourself any digits though, honey? Did you get yourself any numbers? Did you get any contact information? Did you approach any of these men? Nah. So, what does it matter?
I think you're definitely onto something there. I think the only thing that you were leaving out of the equation is the fact that none of the attractive men are in Idaho, and so I'm going to have to move to Colorado and go to the grocery store around 5 or 6 p.m. in Colorado to find a man.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bad idea. I might just start hanging out at the grocery stores like 5 to 6 p.m. for the rest of my vacation because, oh man, there were some really cute guys there.
I have a genuine question of what the hell is going on? Like...
Oh yeah, because I'm sure that all the cute guys are in Idaho or Colorado or whatever, and it's not where you are. It's not you that's the problem. No. Not, it's not that you're not willing to do the work.
Yeah. I have friends who are absolute... worldies, and like they're going on dating apps and guys are just like dating, like texting them, going on dates and then like ghosting them. Like, I feel like this has been happening since COVID. I feel like there's an actual epidemic of like people just not being able to get into relationships.
No, you're getting older and your friends who are like you and in your age range are also getting older, so they're getting ghosted more and more, and it's more and more because it's happening earlier and earlier in the situationships that they're getting into.
It's like they're pretty much just like looking for pen pals, and then they're like ghosting people. But like these girls, I'm biased, but like a lot of my friends are hotties. And they've got...
They look like me. They're my same body type, my similar viewpoints and politics. And so I think they're hotties. Maybe they are. Maybe they are better looking than you. Maybe you're the ugly chick that they keep around so that by contrast they look much better. So what?
Guys who are just like ghosting them. And like they're like 2s out of 10. And they're ghosting like 10 out of 10. But like I feel like this is happening all the world over. People are just, like, out here looking for pen pals and, like, not able to commit or...
Anybody out there think that her friends are dating 2s out of 10, but they themselves are 10s? I don't think so.
I don't know what's going on, but why is this? Like, genuinely, I'm hearing it so often and I'm just, like,
You're just calling them 2s because you're salty, because they're dumping you, because they're ghosting you. What's happening is they're chasing the top 10% of dudes, and you're calling 2s and 3s. Maybe they are, but they're probably rich as all get out. And that's why these chicks are going out with them, and that's why they're getting dumped, because your friends are now getting older and older and older, and they're like you in their 30s, and so they're going to get ghosted more and more and more, because they're only good for one thing, and it ain't having kids, which is what these older, wealthy guys are now looking for.
To figure out what the hell's going on.
But in the meantime, you're just some pillow action, some fun to pass the time. Nothing more.
Anybody know?
This is it. We don't have anything to offer each other. There is no way to move forward in a relationship these days. Just remember, guys realize that you women aren't worth it anymore. Thanks to TikTok, we've seen what women really think about men. Your friends without makeup is probably a 4 or 5. Find a bear, ladies. Hot isn't marriage material. It's what is in the inside that counts. I was married 15 years, and she had an affair. She gained in the divorce and I lost. So how is that fair? That's why I'm out. Plenty of men experience what you're describing. What you're relaying could be symptomatic of women having...
Yeah, I mean, who invented ghosting? Women ghost more than anybody else. But now they're complaining when it happens to them. Now it's suddenly a bad thing, yeah.
High expectations, and men just not wanting to play that game. I say this all the time, but being a hot woman doesn't mean anything when it comes to marriage or building a life together. Looks might grab attention initially, but they don't sustain a relationship.
Well, I mean, it does help if she puts the fork down occasionally. It does actually help to sustain a relationship, because if she stays fit, which is ideally what you want from the start, and if you get with a fatty, that's your own fault. You're an idiot as a man. Make sure you get with somebody who cares about how they look. But If she maintains her figure, you're going to have more S, you're going to have more physical relations, you're going to have more bonding. So actually that does influence the relationship in a positive manner. But continue.
These women only rely on their appearance, forgetting that a lasting partnership requires much more.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there's an epidemic happening. The epidemic of men waking up and realizing that dating isn't worth it anymore. Men are starting to see that the effort they put in often doesn't match the return, especially when the focus is only on superficial qualities mm-hmm. like looks. If a man is ghosting, it's probably because he saw some red flags that made him feel like the relationship wasn't worth pursuing. While I don't agree with ghosting, it's likely the reason why many men are doing it. They're avoiding drama or complications.
I disagree with him. I absolutely agree with ghosting. If it's not going anywhere, if you're not getting anything out of it, if she didn't bring anything to the table, why not? She'd have no problem doing it to you. It's a dog-eat-dog world out here, so I have no problem with it at all.
Before they even start, a lot of men are tired of being expected to prove themselves constantly, only to end up feeling used or undervalued. So rather than waste time or energy on someone who shows signs of trouble, they just walk away.
It's such a sad day when the guy who always has a flames emoji for you, who always has a little heart on your grid post type of thing, who always has a when we hanging, you know, for you, when that guy gets a girlfriend, you're always kind of like, oh.
By the way, guys, what are you doing using all these emojis? That's something women do. Don't do that.
Thought you were gonna pine over me forever? Thought we loved our little cheeky bit.
This is what happens when a man showers a woman with attention that she hasn't earned. That kind of...
She's gonna take him for granted, for one. She's gonna expect it from every other guy that comes along. Number two, so it gives her these unrealistic expectations that she tends to hold on to into her spinster years, which are virtually guaranteed.
Attention should be reserved for a woman who genuinely values it. And
I would argue you don't give that much attention to any broad, no matter how much you like her, okay? Bad idea!
...will reciprocate. When a man gives his time, effort, and energy to someone who isn't invested, it only inflates her sense of entitlement without...
You want her to be invested more than you.
...any real appreciation or effort in return. And then, when that man finally moves on, it hits her hard because she was so used to the undeserved attention.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, she's faced with the reality that she lost something she didn't appreciate. It's important for men to put themselves first and invest in women who bring equal effort to the table. Don't waste your energy on someone who only takes and never gives.
Always invest less than she does. Always.
It's like lately, y'all, like all the men that I'm trying to talk to, they be like, oh, you're...
So we've got the big, gigantic hoop... gold, faux gold, fake gold, gold-plated earrings, multicolored hair, nose ring. Does she have a tramp stamp?
You're just too confident for me.
Oh, there.
Too confident.
There we go. There's a tattoo right there. Yeah. Okay, so got the quadrecta. It's not even a trifecta. It's quad. Is that what you would say? Quadrecta? I just invented that word.
I'm so confused. I thought men wanted a confident woman.
No.
Oh, you got to...
Yeah, she mistakes insufferability with being confident. Yeah.
Too many men. You talking about the men that's in my comments? Like, that's liking my pictures? Huh? Come to my phone. Look at my phone. I'm not talking to nobody. Like... I'm single. Okay, I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, Jay, I wonder why. And by the way, being obnoxious and confident, again, not the same.
Talk to you. The hell? Oh, you're way out my league. Wow. Okay. Okay. I don't know. It's been kind of hard for me lately. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. Like,
doesn't help that every other word of our freaking mouth is like.
guess I'm about to be on this single train, and which is fine because being single, it's okay. Like, being single is not even a bad thing for me. Like, I get the love for my child every...
Cope. Oh, child! Oh, you're a single mother, too? Oh, great. What would be the word for five? We got quadrecta... I don't know, but there's so many red flags, I can't count them all.
Every single day, so...
Yeah, I really doubt any man actually said these things to her.
Yeah.
I get the feeling some of these women say these things to boost their own ego, creating a narrative where they believe men are intimidated by their confidence.
It's cope.
In reality, it's not about confidence. Most men actually appreciate a confident woman. What men don't want is arrogance or...
Real confidence, yeah. That's very different.
...or entitlement disguised as confidence. There's a big difference between being self-assured and being someone who acts like they're above others.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is attractive when it comes with humility, self-awareness.
Something you gotta understand about people who act superior, almost 100% of the time, it's based on some kind of inferiority, low self-esteem, lacking in self-respect. Okay? Almost always. And the seeming confidence, the overconfidence, the superiority, that's just a shield. That's just, that's just a coping mechanism to deal with their insecurity. That's it.
Awareness and respect for others. But when women use confidence as a shield to justify unrealistic standards or to push people away, it turns into an issue. A truly confident woman doesn't need to constantly validate herself by believing that men are somehow threatened by her.
Controversial things that men, you should not be okay with your girlfriend doing. And if she does any of these, then you need to go ahead and dump her and move on with your life, because that's...
We got another pick me here.
Just bad energy. Number one.
Bad energy. Red flag number one. Red flag number two. She's got the really, really, really long black roots. And then the rest of it is blonde. But she's also got multicolored. She's got blonde, and then she's got some of the hair that's black. And not the roots, by the way. Yeah. Number three is all the filters and all the makeup. And number four, well, you know, she's trying to sound like she's more... traditional and based. That's a red flag these days as well. Be on the lookout.
Dressing up better to go out with her girlfriends versus how she dresses when she goes on a date night with you. If this is the case and she's going out of her way to dress up like a Victoria's Secret model when she goes out, then I hate to break it to you.
She believes in date nights. She's a pick me chameleon broad, okay?
Completely over you. And don't let her hit you with the excuse that, oh, it's just for the girls, I dress up for my girls. No, you do not dress up that good just for the girls when you have a whole man right next to you. So sorry. You just better pray that there's no ballers in the club, because I promise you, their pockets are full grown and they're gonna steal your girl. Number two is her keeping in constant contact with her ex-boyfriend or ex-boyfriends. Men, if you're doing her right and treating her like an absolute princess, she has absolutely no desire to reach out to the men of her past at all.
Oh, but if you're not doing it right, then it's okay for her to do so. Yeah, see, she's giving herself away.
And I promise, I do not care whatever excuse she comes up with. There is no reason that you should be tolerating that type of disrespect. And it should be mutual. And if it's a fairly new relationship, then I hate to break it to you, you're just the placeholder, and she's going to go running back to him as soon as she gets the chance.
I guarantee you this broad is speaking from experience. That's how she knows all this, because this is how she actually is, not how she used to be. People don't change, okay? They do not change. This broad's a fake. She's a phony. She's a fraud.
I actually kind of approve this message. Compared to the other messages she be posting for women about getting a man's money.
How you can tell if a man really has money.
Yeah, you get the point. Mm. But overall, if your woman is out there dressing up better to go out with her friends than she does when she's with you, it's a clear sign something's off.
Yeah, see, I told you she was just a chameleon.
It's likely she's seeking attention elsewhere, and she may even be seeing someone else. A woman who values her relationship will want to put in the same effort, if not more, when she's with her partner. Mm. If she's only getting dolled up for nights out with her friends, but doesn't seem to care how she looks when she's with you, it's a sign that you're not her priority.
Correct.
It's a sign that you should walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whenever I get, like, railed, like, good, like, get down, I'm like, not mentally ill for like at least a week after. And I'm just like, actually, I think this is how I'm going to start managing my mental health, you know? And I'm like, Lindsay, like, f*** medication, f*** meditation, f*** therapy. Just make sure you are getting down at least once, preferably twice a week.
This is something you got to watch out for. I mean, obviously, this chick is mentally ill and she's a hoe. She's a hoa. Also, all the, what's with the language? The gutter mouth. Be very careful. Broads that curse this much with every other word are extremely masculine. And they're trying to exude what they think it is to be strong and powerful and empowered and a boss babe, this gross caricature of what masculinity is viewed as by women. So you know she's automatically an uber feminist. She's an uber boss babe. She's an uber you go girl empowerment queen. Run.
You need help.
So there you go, there you go. So let me know what you thought of that compilation from Cosmic Verse. We always like Mr. Cosmic. He always finds the best, meaning the nuttiest content out there on TikTok, although I don't think there's any other kind of content on TikTok. But let me know what you think in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up, hit the notification bell, because I guarantee you, I know for a fact that YouTube heavily algorithmically suppresses my content. So you gotta hit that notification bell if you want to see new videos from me. And also leave a comment. I'm told it's good for the algorithm. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the realist philosopher, also known as the bachelor philosopher. And how could you be a realist and not be a bachelor as a man? And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.